la noche. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا أبا الفضل العباس بن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا ابن سيد الوصيين. السلام عليك يا ابن أول القوم إسلاما، وأقدمهم إيمانا، وأقومهم بدين الله، وأحوطهم على الإسلام. السلام عليك يا قمر بني هاشم. السلام عليك يا باب الحوائج ورحمة الله وبركاته. Tonight we are gathered here to commemorate the martyrdom of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wassalam. And he is Babu al-Hawa'ij, as you all have heard and have believed in. It is for us to raise our hands today in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas to request him to alleviate all the problems that we face in this world and to hasten the reappearance of Qa'im Ali Muhammad ajjalallahu farajahu al-Sharif. As we have been discussing for the past few nights about the Day of Judgment, the ayah that I recited in front of you of the Surah Taha, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةَ. Surely the hour shall come, and there is no doubt about it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked, he was asked about the hour, he said, I don't know. Simple. The simple answer was, I don't know, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when this hour will come. But it is the mu'mineen's sign that he believes in the akhirah. For Allah has said in the Holy Quran, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And in the akhirah, they have the yaqeen and surety in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as we discussed that the prophets also asked Allah, are we really going to be resurrected? Is it really going to be possible for our bones and flesh and blood to come back to its original form, or whatever form that Allah is going to bring on the Day of Judgment? Is it really possible? It's a natural question that anybody has the right to ask. But that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Quran with so many verses through the guides that He has sent that believe in the Day of Judgment. For us to ask, إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. When we die and we become soil, we say, although we don't speak it out, but we say this in our minds, is it going to happen? It's a far-fetched idea. However, it is going to happen. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, he was sitting once he was seated at his house after the demise of his son Ismail. He was seated in the house and people came to his house for paying condolences. Ya Imam, your son has passed away. We condole you, Ya Imam. He said, yes, thank you very much. But kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every individual soul is going to taste death. And then he said something very interesting, and it is reported in many books, Biharul Anwar included. He said that there will come a day when no life and no soul in this world will remain. Nothing will remain absolutely. Everything will perish. And then he said that Israel will be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ask him, the Malakul Maut that takes mine and your soul away. Allah will ask him, tell me who remains. And he will say, I remain, Jibrail remains, Mikael remains, and you remain, Ya Allah. Allah will command him, go and take Jibrail. He will go, he will take Jibrail's soul. Now who is remaining? He says, Israfil is remaining, I am remaining, and you are remaining. He will say, now go get Israfil. He will die also. Then Allah will remain with Malakul Maut. And he will ask him, who remains now? Allah, you remain, and I remain. Allah will tell him, now you die. When he dies, Allah says in Surah Ghafir, beautiful verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only if this verse is understood by us, we remember and we know the real majesty of Allah. He says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكِ الْيَوْمِ. Whose kingdom is it today? And then he answers himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. It is for nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnificent. Nobody else. He will say, أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكِ. Where are the kings and the queens and the princes and the princesses? Where are they? أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ. Where are those who have been walking on this earth of Allah egoistically with pride in their heads? Where are they today? There will be nothing absolutely but Allah only, not even the angels. You see, we don't want to get into any intellectual analysis of the Yawm al-Qiyamah because that is not my intention. My intention is simply to read you the verses of the Holy Quran whereby we understand the severity of the Day of Judgment. Nothing else. These intellectual discussions of Yawmul Qiyamah can be found in many books. Go and read them. I will read them too. But at the moment, we will stick on the principles of Qiyamah and on the verses of the Holy Qiyamah. That's it. 400 years, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says for 400 years. Some riwayah says for 40 years. Some say for 4,000 years this world will remain barren. Just Allah will be there, nobody else. Not even angels will be there. And then the time comes when we will be taken out from our graves. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, when the Day of Judgment comes, even if those people who are there sitting, if they just for an example, if they are eating food, the hands will be stuck. People doing whatever that they are doing, they will be stuck. That time will come when we will be taken out of our graves. And when we will be taken out of our graves, we will ask this question. Surah Yasin, we just recited verse 52. What do you say? قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا. they will say, "Oh no, who is the one who has waken us up from this grave of ours? Who?" هَذَا مَا وَعْدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ This is what the Most Merciful has promised you, and the prophets has been true on this. They have spoken the truth and nothing else. It is my job, Allah will say, to take you out from your grave. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ Then there will be one more sound. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when all of us will be gathered on the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us. You know, some of us have got habits of lying in this world. We will also lie in the day of judgment. Those people who have got habitual habits of lying every single day of their lives and moments of their lives, we lie. We don't know the severity of the sins of lying, but this is it. Even on the day of judgment we will lie in front of Allah. In Surah Nazi'at 46, Allah says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةٍ أَوْ ضُحَاهَا When we will be taken out of the grave, we will be asked, just like Uzair was asked, how much did you sleep for? He said, oh, a part of a day or some hours. We will be asked too. We will say, maybe an evening, or part of a day we have been in this grave sleeping. La ilaha illallah. Surah Rum, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُ غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُؤْفَكُونَ When the day of judgment we are taken out of our graves, the criminals will swear. They will take halaf. They will do qasam. They will say, we have only been here for an hour. You lie in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it be possible? Allah is there. Why? Because we will not have no time relativity there. There will be no time for us. Barrier of time and passage and makan and zaman, everything is perished. But Allah, Al-Wahid, Al-Qahhar will remain there. Nobody else. Some of us will be removed from the grave blind. And we will say, Ya Allah, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى On the day of judgment, we shall resurrect him in the state of blindness. When he will be blind completely. قَالَ رَبِّي He will say, Oh my Lord, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى Why have you brought me up blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا When I was on this earth, I could see. Why have you brought me out blind? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسَيْتَهَا Similarly, he will say, Remember the verses, my signs, they came to you by my prophet, and you forgot them? كَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى Today, you shall be forgotten too. You shall be forgotten. In Surah Isra number 72, Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى Whoever is blind in this world will be resurrected on the day of judgment blind. And this blind ulama say, mufassirin say, it's not the blindness of the eyes. It's the blindness of listening and seeing the truth. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His messenger, when they are speaking the truth, we keep cotton wool in our ears. We don't want to hear. When they show us the right path, we don't want to see the right path. Now that you acted blind in this world, you will be resurrected blind on the day of judgment. I'll just give you a small sample from the Holy Quran. It is in Surah Ma'idah, verse number 116, all the way to the end. And go and read this with translation, if possible. This sample is for us to contemplate on. Janabi Isa is one of the greatest prophets also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the name of Ruhullah. He used to give life to people, and you know this more than I do. Janabi Isa, as according to the Holy Quran and the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim ajma'in, this sample that I'm giving to you, just ponder over it for a while. You know the status of Janabi Isa. You know his status. on the day of judgment, when all of us will be standing and the earth will be plain, straight, no crookedness on the earth. All of us will be gathered there, billions and billions of people. We shall not be forgotten. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every atom on this earth and the heavens too. Nobody of us will be forgotten. There will be a plain earth and we will be standing there sticking to each other, sweating, thirsty, hungry, whatever it may be. These discussions will come later, inshallah. We will be standing there. At that time, there will be the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the accountability of everybody is going to take place. Imam says, and the Quran says, this one day of Qiyamah is going to be equal to 50,000 years. We cannot contemplate this at the moment, but when the day comes, we shall see. Janab Isa is called forward in the court of Allah, Allahu Akbar, in front of billions of people, remember that. He will be called. When Janab Isa comes and stands there, Allah will ask him. He will say, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Isa, O Isa ibn Maryam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِ وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Are you the one who has told the people to take you and your mother as gods, and that they should worship you and not me? Is it so? Janab Isa, as accordance to the riwayat, will be standing there ready to answer. When he will be standing there ready to answer, the words of riwaya is that he will be shivering and trembling. Janab Isa, remember the status of this man, of this prophet. He will be standing there shaking with sweating, sweat coming out. He will want to open his mouth. The answer is no, simple, we know it. If you ask anybody if you have done this job, if he says yes, he'll say yes, simple, either yes or no. But Janab Isa will be standing there. The riwayah says, it will take him 2 years to open his mouth. 2 years to open his mouth. He will be shaking. The moment he wants to open his mouth, he can't. Because of the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'asum Nabi, imagine. Where are we and where is Isa? Where is Isa and where is this world? And then finally, after 2 years, when he opens up his mouth, what does he say? He says, Allahu Akbar. Qala subhanaka, ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa bi bihaq. Glorified your name, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not for me to say what is not true and righteous, ya Allah. In kuntu qultuhu faqad alimtahu. If I would have said it, you would have known. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. You know what is in me. I don't know what you are. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the knower, the best knower of the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. Janab Isa, remember. After 2 years he opens his mouth, he says, I have not told them anything except that which you commanded me to say. What is that? أَنِعْبُدُونِي أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That they should worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. And I was a witness on them so long as I was with them. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّتْنِي كُنْتُ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. When you took me away, you were watching over them, ya Allah. It's a simple answer he had to give. No, I did not say it. He's saying all these things. And then he says, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. O my Lord, if you punish them, they are your slaves. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you forgive them, you are the mightiest, the wise. Imagine the status of Janab Isa. If the person of that status is going to be questioned on the day of judgment, what is me and you? What are we? But then, you have to remember one thing, that we are, whatever the world says, we are the followers of Ahlul Bayt, Salamullahi Alayhi Majma'i. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, when people will be standing in queues and in lines, when the awliya and the awsiya and the anbiya will be questioned about them, what they did in this earth, the Holy Prophet says something that will make you proud of being the follower of Ahlul Bayt, immediately, proud. He says, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, when the day of Qiyamah will be there, when the day of Qiyamah will come, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, a caller will call. A caller will call. He will say, أَيْنَ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ, where is زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ, the adornment of the worshippers of this earth, where is زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet is saying this. And then he says, فَكَأَنِّي أَرَى إِبْنِي عَلِي إِبْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ إِبْنِ عَلِي بِنْ أَبِي طَالِبِ, I see him يَخْطَرُ بَيْنَ الصُّفُوفِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, I see this man, my son, Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali bin Abi Talib, tearing through the ranks and the queues and coming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of judgment. And this is why we do wasila. This is why we call on the Ahlul Bayt to come and help. Whatever help that we need, we are asking them to give. And they will grant, inshaAllah, on the day of judgment. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, He says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ, on that day, no shafa'at shall come into existence, and nothing, no favoritism is going to come. Except, illa man adina lahu rahman, except that person whom Rahman and the Most Merciful has allowed to give shafa'at. Wa radiya lahu qawla, and Allah will be pleased with whatever he says. And these people are none but Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhi majma'i. Look at the tafsirs and you'll see. Allah says, wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. When you want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, use a wasila to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way He did to reach us. Because I don't remember God coming to me, knocking on my door and saying, I am your God, Lord, Lord. You should pray 2 rakat namaz, you should do this, you should... I don't remember that. I don't know if anybody else does here. God never came to us. He used the Holy Prophet and the A'imma to come to me and you. If this is the case, then why shouldn't we use the Holy Prophet and the A'imma to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we do, people have problems. Subhanallah al-Azim. See, we don't have much time today. And I don't want to go ahead because we have 2 or 3 more nights. Time is up. And I want to remember this Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen. This great man, the brother of Hussein. We are told, and this riwayah I have read, and I have heard, we are told that on the day of judgment, when all of us will be standing there, when Janabe Fatimatu Zahra will be called for the shifa'ah of her followers, what will she have with her? The riwayah says she will have the arms of Abbas. She will have the arms of Abbas coming towards us. I would say, Ya Fatima, why didn't you bring anything else? The arms of Abbas she will be holding and coming for your shafa'ah on the day of judgment. I heard this from an alim, Allama Muhammad Baqir Al-Fali, a very good khatib. He said something very interesting, and this is a famous story in Karbala. He says in Karbala there was an alim who saw that outside the zari of Aba Al-Fadl Al-Abbas, there was a couple with a child who was severely disabled child, no chance of his survival. Doctor said, take him away. So they brought him to the haram of Abbas. They sat there, they tied. The alim says, I heard the father and the mother shouting, Ya Aba Al-Fadl, this is my child. The doctors have said, forget it. You help us out. He says, on the same night, he returned back home. He went home and he saw a dream. In his dream, he saw that the Holy Prophet was sitting with A'imma Salamullahi Alayhi Majma'in. He was sitting discussing whatever that they were talking about. Suddenly he saw Abbas entering. He saw Abbas entering and saying to the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, this couple has come to my haram. They have brought a child. Can you please intercede and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please give shafa to this child? The Holy Prophet said, yes, Abbas, I will do that. He prayed to Allah. The alim says in his dream he saw, he prayed to Allah. Immediately Jibreel came. He gave him a message. He says, Ya Muhammad, his time is finished. There is no way, there is no chance for him to survive. His time is finished. The Prophet looked at Abbas and said, Ya Abbas, this is the irada of Allah. This is the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, there is no chance. His time is finished. The alim says, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas gave him an answer. He said, Ya Rasulullah, if this is the case, that this boy is not going to get shifa'a from my haram, then remove the title of Babul Hawa'ij. Remove the title of Babul Hawa'ij from me, because when people come to me, they believe I am Babul Hawa'ij. When the Holy Prophet heard this, he prayed to Allah. He says, Ya Allah, what shall I answer him now? What shall I tell him now? After a while, the Prophet says, Ya Abbas, go. Allah says, no, your Babul Hawa'ij laqab will stay. It will stay. The alim says, the next morning he goes to the haram, he sees there is a lot of people. A lot of people there sitting. What happened? The child who was there has stood up. Has got the shifa. Pray to Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas. He is Babul Hawa'ij. With tears in your eyes, if you pray to Babul Hawa'ij, it is a guarantee that he is going to help and listen to you. What can we say about Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas? I know I cannot do justice on his masaib. I know that. But just whatever I know and whatever I have read about this. On the day of Ashura, when all of them had killed, they were killed. One, two, three, all the sahabas, the sons, the brothers, everyone were killed. Abbas goes to Hussein and says, Ya Mawla, I need permission to go to the battlefield. Hussein looks at Abbas and says, Abbas, you are the commander of my army. How can I let you go? Abbas looks at the right side, he looks at the left side, he says, Ya Hussein, where is the army? Where is the army of Hussein? The sounds of the children, Al-Atash, I cannot hear anymore. Your daughter Sakina is wanting water, I cannot hear. I cannot hear her sound of Al-Atash. Hussein says, Abbas, my brother, go to Zainab. Go and say, and ask for permission from Zainab. Abbas goes, he goes to Zainab. Zainab understands that Abbas has come. We are told that because of the respect of Zainab, Abbas never saw her eye to eye. Because of the respect that he had for Zainab, Abbas, look at me. No, I can't. What do you want, Abbas? She says, I want to go to the battlefield. I have come to say Khuda Hafiz to you. Zainab looked at Abbas, said, my brother, when my father used to tell me that there will come a time when they will die, when they will take your chadar, I used to say, how can it be when I have a brother like Abbas? How can it be someone comes and takes my chadar when I have a brother like Abbas? But oh Abbas, today you have come to ask for permission. I know. Now I know that this thing will happen. Abbas respectfully stands there. Zainab, do you permit me? My sister, do you permit me? Zainab says, go. In the saving of Aba Abdullah, go. As he is walking outside the tent, he looks down, he sees a four-year-old girl. He looks at Sakina.
Uncle, where are you going? Sakina, don't worry, I am going to get water for you. Don't worry. Just sit, gather all the children and pray that I bring water back. Just gather the children. Sakina gathers all the children, sits here. She says to the children, my uncle says he's going to get water. Let us pray that he comes with water. Then Abbas goes back to Hussein, looks at Hussein and says, I have secured the permission of my sister. Now you allow me to go to the battlefield. Hussein looks at Abbas, looks at the sky, looks at the other bodies and says, Abbas, oh my brother, go. Get water for the children and the harim. Go. Maqatil says, Abbas rushes to the Furat. He goes to the Furat and he reaches Furat. He tears through the ranks of the army. He reaches Furat. He sits there. He comes down from his horse. Takes some water in his hand. Suddenly drops it. Maqatil writes, he may have remembered the thirsty face of Sakina. He may have just remembered the thirsty face of Sakina and Zainab and the rest of the children and Ali Asghar, of course. He threw the water. He filled the water skin with water. He climbed on his horse. As he was going back, Umar ibn Sa'd said, this is Abbas. Try and stop this man. This is Abbas. If water reaches the Khaymah, no chance of winning today. They couldn't face Abbas. As Abbas was going back to the tents, there was someone hiding behind a tree. As Abbas passed by, he struck his left arm. He struck the left arm of Abbas. Immediately Abbas shifted the water skin to the right arm. He held the water skin with the right arm. He went a little further. The next arm was chopped as well. He turned, he took the water skin and put it on his teeth. And a flag was right there with his chest. As the flag started going and swaying here and there, the children are there. Sakina is saying to the kids, what is happening to my uncle? Hussein is looking, standing and sitting. Zainab and Umm Kulthum are there, looking at the flag swaying. What is happening? Is Abbas coming? Suddenly they heard a sound. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace be on you, Aba Abdullah. Come to me. Aba Abdullah rushes towards the battlefield. He goes there. He finds one arm. He goes a little ahead. He finds another arm. Then he goes and finds Abbas. He says, Ala qadin kasara vahri. Oh my brother Abbas, my back is broken now. He sits there. He sits there. He takes the head of Abbas, puts it on his lap. Abbas removes it. He takes it up again. He puts it. He removes it again. Oh, Abbas, what is happening? What is wrong? He says, Mawla, I am remembering the time when you will fall on the ground. Who will be there to keep your head on his lap? Maybe Hussein would say, don't worry, Abbas, my mother Fatima will be there. Abbas starts to tell him, oh my master, don't take my body back to the Khaymah. Don't take me back to the Khaymah. Hussein asks him, Abbas, why is that you are telling me this? Why are you telling me this? He says, Mawla, if you take my body, I am shy of Sakina. I have not been able to secure water for Sakina. Abbas looks at him and says, I will do that. He removes blood from his eye, looks at Abbas, he says, Abbas, my brother, I have only one wish from you. Just one wish I have. What is your wish, my Mawla? He says, all your life you have only called me Mawla. For once only today call me brother. Abbas looks at Hussein. Hussein looks at Abbas. Ya Akhi, oh my brother. And Abbas passes away. Hussein goes back to the tent. Sakina looks at the flag and says, my uncle is coming. Hussein goes back to the tent, looks at Sakina. Sakina says, I don't want water. I want my uncle. I don't want water, I want my uncle. Hussein says, Sakina, your uncle is dying. There is no more, your uncle is no more. It is said when the Kafila went back to Medina, when Medina, they went back to Medina, Ummul Banin inquired about the children. Someone said, Abbas was killed. How could he be, how did Hussein be killed when Abbas was there? Ummul Banin questioned this. The person who told Ummul Banin, he said, listen Ummul Banin, you know there is one thing that happened to your son. What happened? He said that everybody fell down on the ground, they had arms. Except Abbas, when he fell to the ground, he had no arms in saving Hussein. She used to draw graves in the ground and she used to say, don't call me Ummul Banin anymore, for I have no more sons left.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين.
صلوات علی محمد والی محمد. ہائے میرے عباس، ہائے میرے عباس، ہائے میرے عباس، ہائے میرے عباس. جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی، تو نہ آیا غازی. جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی، تو نہ آیا غازی. عالم رائن کہاں اور زندہ نے کہا، یہ بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی. جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی، تو نہ آیا غازی. ہم کو پانی نہ ملے تیری خوشبو تو رہے، تیرے بازو نہ کٹے، چاہے مشکی زا چھیدے. یہ مگر ہو نہ سکا، تیرے بازو ہے جدا. مجھ پہ ہے تشنا لبی، تو نہ آیا غازی. جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی، تو نہ آیا غازی. دھوپ میں تو تھا شجر، تجھ سے آباد تھا گھر. ہے برہنا میرا سر، کیا نہیں تجھ کو خبر. اے علمدار وفا، اس بہن کو با خدا. تجھ سے دھارس تھی بڑی، تو نہ آیا غازی. جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی، تو نہ آیا غازی. آ گئی شام علم، لٹ گئے اہل حرم. ریت پر جلتی ہوئی، ہو گیا ٹھنڈا علم. پرسا دینے کے لیے، مجھ سے ملنے کے لیے، آ گئے باب علی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا کیا کہوں شیر میرے بیری دا ہم کو لیے یہ مسلمان سارے شہر در شہر گئے خلقتِ کوفہ کبھی خلقتِ شام کبھی بارہا ہم پہ ہنسی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا کتنی بے بس تھی بہن اے شہنشاہ اے وفا نام لے لے کے میرا جب یہ ظالم نے کہا ناز تھا جس پہ تجھے اب بلاؤ نہ اسے اور میں روتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا قید خانے میں سکی قید خانے میں قضا جب سکینہ کو ملی دیکھ کرتے کا کفن بچی دفنائی گئی اس گھڑی نام تیرا صورت ناد علی بس میں دہراتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا رویا ریحان قلم کر کے یہ بات رقم خون میں ڈوب گیا میرے غازی کا علم زخمی زینب کا جگر خوفشا شاہ کا سر آئے خیموں میں شکی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی عالم ران کہاں اور زندان کہاں یہ بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی تو نہ آیا غازی تو نہ آیا محمد والے محمد صلوات.
برسکا ہے سکینہ ابو الفضل عباس بلند تر سلوا
غم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے غازی
رب کی دعا بند کر ایک وقت وہ آئے گا ہر گھر میں سجا ہوگا عباس علم تیرا
دل سینے میں جب تک ہے بھولے گا نغم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے واجی اونچا ہے علم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے واجی اونچا ہے علم تیرا
آ جاتی ہے ذرا بھی زینب بھی زیارت کو
آ جاتی ہے ذرا بھی زینب بھی زیارت کو
جب آنچ محرم کو اٹھتا ہے علم تیرا
دل سینے میں جب تک ہے بھولے گا غم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے ماجی اونچا ہے علم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے ماجی اونچا ہے علم تیرا
تابوت جب اٹھتا شبیر کا غازی
تابوت جب اٹھتا ہے شبیر کا غازی
تابوت کے آگے بھی چلتا ہے علم تیرا
دل سینے میں جب تک ہے بھولے گا نغم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے غازی اونچا ہے علم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے غازی اونچا ہے علم تیرا
جب بہ گیا سب پانی تب سانس تیری ٹوٹی
جب بہ گیا سب پانی تب سانس تیری ٹوٹی
تاثین کے اندر یا مشکید میں دم تیرا
دل سینے میں جب تک ہے بھولے گا نغم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے غازی اونچا ہے علم تیرا آ دیکھ میرے غازی اونچا ہے علم تیرا
صلوات